From the studios at Boise State Public Radio, I'm Gemma Gaudette. Since the pandemic, the number of people struggling with anxiety and depression has increased dramatically all across the country, resulting in what the Biden administration is calling a mental health crisis. And it's not just adults that are struggling with mental health issues, it's children as well. In fact, here in Idaho, the number of children experiencing depression and anxiety has climbed 10% since 2016. That number comes from the new Annie E. Casey Kids Count report, which was released just this month. Joining us today to talk about the report is the director of Idaho Voices for Children, Christine Tiddens. Christine, welcome to the program.
Hi, and thanks for having me.
Christine, the Kids Count data book report says that children here in our state are suffering from anxiety and depression more than ever before. Can you share with us more details from that report?
Yes, so this is a data report that has a 50-state comparison of household data that compares and it paints a picture of child well-being over the past decade. So it looks at a series of indicators from economic well-being to things like health care and access to care. And the most concerning data trend that we saw to come out of this report is youth mental health, as you mentioned.
And a lot of people, Christine, attribute the growing mental health crisis, in particular in children and youth, to the COVID-19 pandemic. Can you elaborate a little bit more on that and I guess the accuracy of that idea?
The data shows that during the pandemic, teens have reported significant spikes in mental health struggles. As you mentioned, about 13% of Idaho children reported experiencing anxiety or depression last year. It's gotten so bad, the U.S. Surgeon General called it a mental health pandemic for youth. And it makes sense. Mm. It's no surprise that, you know, kids and youth are feeling overwhelmed the last several years. We've seen mental health get worse among high school students, and a lot of this can be due to, you know, added trauma and stressors from COVID-19, such as schools and jobs going virtual, isolation, you know, the economy was a roller coaster, and then the healthcare mm-hmm. system has really buckled.
Christine, do we know of any demographics of children who seem to be the most impacted by this mental health crisis? I mean, as you mentioned, you know, high school students are impacted, but I mean, we're also seeing younger children. I'm wondering if any of those demographics, especially when we look at COVID, is maybe to the overwhelming number of children who lost loved ones to COVID during the pandemic.
That definitely could be a component of what's going on. One of the concerning trends that we're seeing coming out are increased numbers of attempted suicide. And when we look at that number, we're seeing about 1 in 10 high schoolers that have reported attempting suicide. And we do see a lot of disparities, including racial and ethnic disparities that are concerning in this, meaning, you know, youth of color are more likely to attempt suicide than compared to their white peers.
I am stunned. 1 in 10. That just is shocking. What else do we know then about these high school students? And I ask this as a parent of a new high school student. Like, what should we be aware of? What should we be looking for?
Right. I think just making sure that we have access to care and supports for our youth. These rising numbers are staggering and should be a red flag for leaders to act on this really important issue. The good news is that research shows that if we surround youth with the proper supports, we can reverse these trends.
So let's talk about that then. How does mental health of Idaho's youth compare nationally?
We are not doing so great. We do have slightly higher reports of both anxiety and depression, as well as attempted suicides when compared to the rest of the country. One thing that is surprising and something to note when looking at national data comparisons is that Idaho, we've had consistently high rates of youth mental health struggles for years, but over the pandemic, the rest of the country seems to be catching up with our concerning trends.
If you're just joining us, let me introduce our guest. We're talking with the director of Idaho Voices for Children, Christine Tiddens. We're talking about mental health of children here in Idaho. A new report, the Kids Count report, recently came out with just some staggering numbers and information. Christine, I know you mentioned earlier in our conversation about that 1 in 10 number of high school students who have attempted suicide. This should be a red flag for leaders. We also don't put a lot of money into mental health services here in Idaho. So in your opinion, what should leaders be doing when they see this report?
You are correct. There has been very little progress in the last decade to improve children's mental health in Idaho. And that's part of what we at Idaho Voices for Children are aiming to change. We do have a pretty robust set of policy recommendations. And really, there are many opportunities on the table for Idaho lawmakers to consider, especially with another year of record budget surpluses. We have the economic power to make significant investments in the health of our youth. A couple of areas we can start with is by just prioritizing kids' basic needs. So kids and youth who grow up in poverty are 2 to 3 times more likely to develop mental health conditions than their peers. So we are calling on lawmakers to ensure that families have access, for example, to rent assistance, childcare assistance, and those things that really help support children economically. And then we want to make sure every child has access to the mental health care and treatment that they need. We want to ensure every single child. That means looking at some Medicaid eligibility factors and figure out how do we better work with schools to increase mental health professionals on staff.
You know, mental health is often not taken as seriously as physical health, right? We look at, you know, how many children are overweight, right? Are kids getting enough physical exercise, this and that? But that can also play into the fact that if a kid has anxiety or they're depressed, it can also impact their physical health. So how do things like anxiety and depression impair a child or a teen's overall development?
Yeah, there's a lot of data that show that children and youth with poor mental health struggle more with school decision-making and their health. Mental health problems have been associated with increased risk of drug use, youths experiencing violence, and risky sexual behaviors. And all of this we do report on in the Kids Count data book that you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. And here in Idaho, we have 44 counties. All of these counties are experiencing shortages in mental health professionals. This is according to a report from the Idaho Department of Health and Welfare. And some counties want the state to prioritize mental health wellness. What, Christine, in your opinion, are some key critical changes that need to happen? And changes, frankly, that could be put in place quickly, because I think sometimes we look at these long-term goals. What can be done quickly and now, because we're in a crisis right now?
I agree 100%. There's two routes to go. So one, we have access to public health coverage through Medicaid for kids and youth. We need to make sure that Medicaid is accessible to every child who is qualified and ensure that those supports are really helpful for children's mental youth. So looking beyond just the typical psychiatric assistance and into therapies, group therapies, and wellness activities for youth, such as, you know, yoga or group peer time. And then the other big piece is working with schools, partnering schools and local health providers to figure out how to access some federal resources that can help coordinate treatment. During COVID-19, there's a lot of federal pandemic relief dollars available to communities, and we've seen a lot of creativity across the country in effectively utilizing that to bring in more mental health professionals into these schools. We're striving to meet a 250-to-1 ratio of students to counselors. Idaho is falling far behind that, and so really the goal is just how do we get any type of mental health professionals on staff or visiting schools regularly.
Mm-hmm. How in your organization, Idaho Voices for Children, which we should let our listeners know, you really do serve as the voice of children and families here in Idaho to ensure that their needs are reflected when it comes to decisions of our lawmakers. So how does your organization try to and plan to in this upcoming session get lawmakers to understand that this is a crisis level, that funding needs to happen, because this is not a new fight that you've taken on.
Our first step is trying to get the message out, very much like what we're doing here today, and providing unbiased and high quality data about child well-being. We want to make sure that this data is accessible to every lawmaker, including the incoming legislature, so that when they are looking at prioritizing issues, hopefully this will rise to the top. We're also working together with health policy partners across the state to provide really clear policy recommendations to the governor as he develops his budget, so that we can make this shift and invest some of our record budget surplus into the health and well-being of our kids and youth.
Christine, being the expert in so many things when it comes to children and mental health, in particular with this new information coming out from Kids Count, what do you want the average Idahoan to understand about children in need here in our state? And also, are there simple things that just the average person can do in regards to, you know, making sure that there's a way to get out of this crisis?
So I am at heart an optimist, and I continue to do this work with Idaho Voices for Children and being an advocate for children's policy, because there is opportunity for progress. And I do believe that change is possible. I know that our goals to improve child well-being are shared by a majority of our neighbors and people across Idaho. And I've seen what happens when we're able to come together to communicate and chat with our lawmakers about the importance of prioritizing youth mental health and investing in our future.
So I too am, I always say I'm a Pollyanna at heart. And I want to leave on a positive note. And that is this: the Kids Count report does show that the quality of life in Idaho has improved in some ways for children. Can we talk about some of the positives that have come out of this report? We have a couple of minutes left. So what improvements, first off, have we seen in regards to the quality of life being or getting better for some children in Idaho?
I appreciate ending on a positive note. This year's annual Kids Count data book report actually gave an Idaho an overall national child well-being ranking of 18. This means we rank in the top half of states on the index. And specifically, we're doing well in economic well-being and then family and community indicators. We saw improvements across the board on over the last year, everything from improving, decreasing children who are uninsured, fewer children are living in poverty, and fewer children not graduating high school. What I see is that these positive shifts show that what we do as advocates and community partners and leaders does really matter. And we know what it takes to raise healthy and thriving children.
So what improvements are you hoping to see in the next report? Because it comes out every year, correct?
Correct. I'm anxious to see how Idaho continues to respond to inflation and rising gas prices. We do have decreasing poverty numbers. That doesn't automatically mean that all children are thriving. I'm hoping that with increased rental assistance and investments in childcare, for example, we'll be able to reverse some of these trends and see even greater improvements in the coming year.
I want to thank you for your time today to talk with us about this really critical information. So thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
We've been talking with the director of Idaho Voices for Children, Christine Tittens, about the new Annie E. Casey Kids Count report and about the mental health of children here in our state.